Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Bonjour à tous, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 69, numéro 69. Today we're doing a bit of grammar. In this lesson, I'll teach you what stress pronouns are in French and how to use them. Because I want to keep this lesson as simple as possible for you and not overwhelm you too much, today I'll focus on teaching you three ways to use stress pronouns. They can be used in more ways, but as a beginner, that's all you need to know. For now, if you are new to the podcast, then before you get started on this lesson, make sure you have your lesson's cheat sheet in front of you so you can have a look at the words while hearing them. After the lesson, head over to the French Made Easy library to download your lesson's exercises so that you can practice what you've learned today. And it's free. Okay, so let's get started. On commence. What are stress pronouns in French? Please repeat after me. Répétez après moi.
Moi,
me,
toi,
you,
lui,
him,
elle,
her,
nous,
us,
vous,
you,
eux,
them, masculine, and careful here, don't pronounce the final X. And last one, elle, them, feminine. Très bien. So now that we all know what stress pronouns are in French, let's see three ways to use them. Way number one, use stress pronouns to emphasize a subject pronoun or a noun. Just a quick reminder that the subject pronouns in French are je, tu, il, elle, on, nous, vous, il, and elle. But if you don't know how to use subject pronouns, then please go back to episode number 14 first. Otherwise, you might get a little bit lost. Okay, so let's see some examples. If I say, je suis française. Je suis française. I'm French. To emphasize the subject pronoun je, I'm going to add the stress pronoun moi, me. That gives me moi, je suis française. Moi, je suis française. Me, I'm French. I'm really emphasizes that I am French. Me, I'm French. Attention though, it is not replacing the subject pronoun, okay? Just reinforcing it. Don't say, moi suis française. You still need your subject pronoun. Moi, je suis française. Okay, another example. Tu es Canadien et il est Mexicain. You're Canadian and he's Mexican. I want to emphasize tu and il.
Toi, tu es Canadien et lui, il est Mexicain.
You're Canadian, and him is Mexican. Okay, so that was way number one. Now let's see way number two. And don't worry, we'll do a recap after. So, way number two. Use stress pronouns after a preposition to avoid a repetition. Par exemple, if someone asks me, tu pars en vacances avec Julie? Are you going on holiday with Julie? Avec is a preposition. I could reply, oui.
Je vais en vacances avec Julie.
Yes, I'm going on holiday with Julie. But I'm creating a repetition here. I'm repeating Julie, so that's not great. Instead, I'm going to replace Julie with the stress pronoun elle. So, from oui,
je vais en vacances avec Julie,
I'm going to say, oui,
Je vais en vacances avec elle.
Yes, I'm going on holiday with her.
Oui, je vais en vacances avec elle.
All right, another example. Ce cadeau est pour tes parents?
Is this gift for your parents?
Oui, ce cadeau est pour mes parents. Yes, this gift is for my parents. Now, to avoid the repetition, to avoid repeating parents, I'm going to say, oui, ce cadeau est pour eux. Yes, this gift is for them. Ce cadeau est pour eux. I replace mes parents with eux, them.
Way number three. Use stress pronouns in answers with aussi,
to,
and non plus,
neither. So, if someone says to me, j'ai faim,
I'm hungry.
If I want to say to that person, yeah, I'm hungry too, I could say, j'ai faim aussi,
I'm hungry too,
j'ai faim aussi. But the shorter, easier version is just to say, moi aussi.
Moi aussi.
Me too. But if someone uses the negation and says to me, je n'ai pas faim,
I'm not hungry,
je n'ai pas faim, to reply to that person that I'm not hungry either, I could say, je n'ai pas faim non plus,
I'm not hungry either,
je n'ai pas faim non plus, but again, a shorter, easier version is just to say, moi non plus,
moi non plus,
me neither. Whew, so we've seen three ways to use stress pronouns, but honestly, that can be a pretty difficult lesson. So if you need to re-listen to it, please feel free to do so. Obviously, you can re-listen to it as many times as you like. Now, let's do a quick recap before I let you go. The stress pronouns in French are moi, toi, lui, elle, nous, vous, eux, elles. And three ways to use them. Way number one, use stress pronouns to emphasize a subject pronoun or a noun. For example, moi, je suis française.
Moi, je suis française.
Me, I'm French. Way number two, use stress pronoun after a preposition to avoid a repetition.
Je vais en vacances avec elle.
Je vais en vacances avec elle. I'm going on holiday with her. Way number three, use stress pronouns in answers with aussi and non plus.
Moi non plus.
Moi non plus.
Me neither.
All right? That's now the end of today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, I really appreciate a quick rating and review on Apple Podcast. Now, don't forget to download your lessons exercises to practice what you've learned today. The link is in the episode notes. Thank you so much for your time. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt.
Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.